only those of the management and staff of KYT.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are reading another episode of our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this one is titled, Everyone is a Sinner, Ministry or Death Below. And as we're discussing this and seeing what this is here, we're going to get into this idea of sin and the excuses people make. So let's look now what it says about this thing that people do. It says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And that is from Matthew 12:34. With every statement, a mindset is revealed. What is in you will ultimately overflow from you. Whatever is brewing in the heart eventually corrupts into words spoken. We explored recently that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Luke 6:45. Your inner thoughts or mental disposition is always mirrored by your verbal exposition. Yes, indeed, your words expose your mind's intent. For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Are you a viper or do you bring forth good? If you believe that you are unworthy of forgiveness, that the burden of your personal sin is overwhelming, and that redemption is not possible to you, I say, all have sinned and fall short, Romans 3:23. And while you were still a sinner, the Messiah died for you, Romans 5:8. This is the spiritual antidote that is meant to soothe the suffering, humbled soul. Humility is the reason these words actually penetrate the conscience of the sinner. The humble soul knows they need a remedy and appreciates that true repentance brings forgiveness. The heart is ripe to bring forth good. However, if you continue to sin and justify your actions with excuses and lies, like everyone's a sinner, I'm converted by the blood and no one's perfect, sin has not only crouched at your doorstep, it has made its way deep into your consciousness and subconscious mind and taken over. Your sin literally telling you the Messiah. Listen, if you died for all of my sins, then just add this one to the list, is covered. This is an arrogant mind indeed. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26-27. Which mindset dwells within you? How far will you punish push Yahweh's grace? But where sin is abound, grace abounds much more, Romans 5:20. Can you push so far that you might not be permitted to turn back? The answer is simple. The answer is scriptural. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died in sin live any longer in it? Romans 6:1-2. There is only light and darkness, loved one. There is no variation or shadow of turning with the Father of lights. James 1:17. There are no gray areas in his kingdom. In the end, your eternal destiny, you are either light or darkness. Nothing in the middle exists. That is our devotional here. And I always say there's no neutrality with our Creator. There's no middle ground. You're either for them or against them. All the way or no way. There's no middle way. If you're in the middle way, you're no way. You're either moving forward or backwards. And if you think you're moving forward, but you're not moving at all, you're moving backwards. There are too many people making excuses today for their sin. And this is a major issue. I recently posted something to the internet talking about getting high for marijuana being a sin. And I got a whole page full of excuses, not only by non-believers, but also so-called believers, which I would call make-believers. There's no excuse for sin once it's been revealed to us what sin is. It says in John 15:22, they would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Every corner of the world, it says that the gospel will be taken to. And part of the gospel is a transformation of our heart to no longer to desire the things, to do the things that our Creator no longer wants us to do. That's what we have to have. There's no longer an excuse for this. It says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. To know good and not do it to him, it is sin. And then we get into all the excuses of people saying, well, you know, we know the excuses and we're going to look at the excuses. But that doesn't help you overcome your sin. You can only have a repentant heart if you really truly believe what you're doing is evil and wicked. And sin is evil and wicked. And if you knew that, you would have no excuse for your sin. And if you knew how evil and wicked it was, you wouldn't desire to sin. But I always say this often is people don't take sin seriously anymore. You hear somebody walking down the street with coronavirus or something else and you want to run because it's contagious and you don't want to catch it. Well, I tell you, sin is much more contagious and many people have it. We need to run from people with sin. We need to run from the idea of sin. It is evil and wicked and contagious and you should not be around it. And it should certainly not be in you. You see somebody walking down the streets, it's a sinner. Run. Run. Be far away as possible. Proverbs 24:12 says, don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For Yahweh understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. So many people making excuses for their sins. One of the common ones out there, people I know that are gay will tell me, well, Yahweh loves gay people. What Bible are you reading? What Bible are you reading? Yahweh allows people to get high on drugs. What scriptures were you getting that from? Well, I don't believe the Bible is the true word of God. Those scriptures aren't real. It was written by man. How do we know it hasn't been changed? So, in your mind, son, and somebody who's excusing this, and this is the danger of thinking the Bible is not real and true, because I tell you, there's not one thing in the Bible that is going to harm you. Every single thing in there is only going to benefit you. Because if you don't believe the Bible is true, if you make excuses to think of that it's been changed, it's written by man, now you're a gay, a drug addict, a sinner, but you feel fine because you're making excuses thinking there's nothing wrong with that. Don't fool yourself and deceive yourself. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to live in sin and think it's okay. That's what he tries to do. And we can't let that happen. It says in Romans 1:20, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky through everything God had made. They can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing him. They want to make all these type of different excuses, but the reality is God is real and his word is real. And people are scared to read the scriptures. And I tell you this and question this. If you don't think Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, is real, why are there people killing believers around the world to suppress that message? If he's not real and the message isn't real, why would somebody even care? Because even the Muslims and even all the people that are coming to oppress believers in Yeshua know that it is real, very real. This is why they'd go out of their way to persecute and even kill someone. But they don't understand when they do that and their persecution and everything else, it only makes us stronger. Yes, it makes believers stronger because those that know and stick to it know. And they're motivated by the true words of our Creator. And they're ready to imitate Yeshua, being willing and able to die to rise again. It is real. But it says in Ephesians 5:6, don't be fooled by those who try to excuse their sins. For the anger of Yahweh will fall on all who disobey him. That's what it comes down to. We have to believe scripture is true. Because if you don't believe, if you make an excuse to believe that, oh, God doesn't exist or scripture is not true, I could do things my own way and all these different things. The Bible talks about the consequences of sin. It's time we got real to understand this isn't a message about religion. This is a message about your life and the blessings and curses, the consequence of sin, but even more important, your eternity after your life. We're just passing through here, and we're told to do it in a certain way. If sin doesn't exist, we don't need Yeshua. And sin is rampant today, all over the place, and only Yeshua can help us clean up our act. But we have to take this seriously. I see people living according to every sin in a book, but deceiving themselves, saying that they're a good person. They have good intentions, and they don't believe in the Bible. And then you look at the fruit of their life, and you see exactly why they're going through what they're going through and what the scriptures say. It says in 1 Peter 2:16, for you are free, yet you are Yahweh's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to live in sin and do evil. But what I see here is people using the death of Yeshua as an excuse to live in sin, saying, oh, he did away with that. Because the church erroneously teaches that all sin is done away with. Well, if there's no sin, we don't need a Messiah. And I tell you, sin is real. Sin is real. And people are lying and making excuses about it. We must be honest with ourselves and stop making excuses. Stop the excuses and get real with yourself. And it's time to admit not only is sin is real, but that you are a sinner. As Paul said, I am the worst sinner of them all, the chief of sinners. And we have to stop making excuses for this. We need Yeshua. We need Yeshua to wipe away our sin. And it's only through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that we can be convicted of this sin. And this only comes by accepting Yeshua. And we need no excuse to accept him. You know, no excuse. We look at Luke 14:15-20. Hearing this, a man was sitting at a table with Yeshua explained, what a blessing it is to attend a banquet in the kingdom of Yahweh. And Yeshua replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guest, come, the banquet is ready. But they all began making excuses. One said, I have just bought a field and I must inspect it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 pairs of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me. Another said, I now have a wife, so I can't come. All these different excuses in a blame game. The invitation is out there. And we all have an invitation to understand that sin is real and we are sinners and we can only be cleaned by Yeshua. Stop making the excuses. Well, how do you know the Bible's real? Well, Yeshua didn't really resurrect himself and come back to life. Well, the Bible was written by man. All these excuses to keep living in sin is not going to help you overcome it. It's not. And everyone wants to try to blame Adam and Eve. It says in Genesis 3:11-13, who told you that you were naked? Yahweh asked them. Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I've commanded you not to eat? The man replied, it was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it. Then Yahweh asked the woman, what have you done? And the serpent deceived me, she replied. That's why I ate it. All these excuses, instead of taking responsibility, all these excuses that started with Adam and Eve continue today. Man has every excuse in a book to, first of all, not even believe that he's sinning, but then when he realizes, they come up with an excuse for it. Romans 14:23 says, but whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin. Hebrews 3:8 says, do not harden your hearts as they did when they provoked me during the time of testing in the wilderness. And Psalms 141:4 says, incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses in sins with men that work iniquity. And I will not communicate with the choicest of them. Stop making excuses for sin. Stop making excuses for sin and start living a righteous life. And the word righteous means right according to life. We have to understand the crazy excuses people make are not going to take away your sin. Only repentance is going to take away your sin. And you're only going to have a repentant heart when you come to realize the truth about Scripture and about Yeshua. And it says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. There's only one way to be set free. And that is through not your ideas of who Yeshua is, but really to know who Yeshua is. Not to know of him, but have a personal relationship with him. And to know what he did for us. He didn't die for us so we can continue living in sin and making excuses for living in sin. 1 John 1:6 says, so are we lying if we say we have fellowship with Yahweh, but go on living in spiritual darkness? We are not practicing the truth. 1 Peter 2:16 says, for you are not free, yet you are Yahweh's slave, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. And as we read in John 15:22, they would not be guilty if they had not come and spoken to them. But now they have no excuse for their sin. And there's no excuse for your sin. Malachi 2:17 says, you have not wearied Yahweh with your words. How have we wearied him? You ask. You have wearied him by saying that all who do evil are good in Yahweh's sight, and he is pleased with them. You have wearied him by asking, where is the God of justice? Those who call good evil and evil good. The world is full of people with that in their excuses and their deception. There is no excuse believing there is no creator when you see creation all around you. Romans 1:20 says, for since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Again, it's there. The evidence is there. The historical record of Yeshua dying and being resurrected with hundreds of people seeing him, eyewitness seeing him. And you say, well, I wasn't there, so how should I believe it? Well, how do you know Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States? You weren't there. How do you know George Washington was the president? You weren't there. It's called history, historical records. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. We need to stop making excuses for doing the will of our Creator and for living according to the way Yahweh wants us to live. So we need to get right with our Creator and understand a man reaps what he sows. The blessed will be blessed. The cursed will be cursed. Unrighteousness and wickedness and sin go hand in hand. And the consequences for that are opposite from the blessings that we get for obedience. So it's time we get obedience with our Creator. In the end, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Yeshua, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. I know a lot of people that have good intentions, but they're using excuses for their sin. And it's creating a bad, bad time for them. We must understand. Things might seem pure to us, but Yahweh knows our motives, and he wrote clearly in the word. There's no black and white, there's no gray areas. Clearly in the word what sin is. They found the Dead Sea Scrolls many, many years after the scriptures were written and used, and they match up almost perfectly. The word has not been changed, and every word is still true. Yahweh knows our motives. It says people may be pure in their own eyes, but Yahweh examines their motives. And he examines them with their sin. With their sin, that's Proverbs 16:2. Proverbs 21:2 says, every man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh ponders his hearts. And James 4:3 says, when you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. So our good intentions aren't going to save us. They're going to help us make excuses. Good intentions that lead to sin and disobeying Yahweh's word. Proverbs 6:30 says, excuses might be found for a thief who steals because he is starving. We understand in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. And it's time we got righteous and did the righteous thing. James 1:22 to 23 says, but be sure you live out the message and do not merely listen to it and so deceive yourselves. We need to live it out and not just be listeners. Live it out, the scriptures, and no longer live in sin. No longer live in sin. Psalm 34:14 says, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Isaiah 1:16 says, wash and make yourselves clean and take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. James 4:8 says, draw near to Yahweh and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Those of you out there that are getting high, those of you out there that are committing fornication and adultery and homosexuality, and you're lying and you're stealing and you're cursing and all these different things, they are not of Scripture. You have been caught with the contagion of sin. And worst sin of all is excusing your sin and making you think it's okay. It's not okay. Stop deceiving yourself, everyone. Stop deceiving yourself and repent. Repent. Lying to yourself and telling others you're not a sinner is the worst sin of them all. Romans 14:23 says, but whoever who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because he's eating not from faith, for whatever he does not proceed from faith is sin. This is the way of an adulterous woman, Proverbs 30:20 says. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I did nothing wrong. It's evil and it's wickedness. It says in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And that's exactly what's happening in the world today. Remember in Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and I do not, and I do what I tell you? Get away from me, I do not know you. Making excuses for your sin, thinking you'll get away with things. It says in Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. Yahweh cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses renounces them and finds mercy. Saying you don't sin, 1 John 1:10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his words is not in us. We must confess and come to the truth and the reality of what the truth is, and stop deceiving ourselves and stop deceiving others. Stop hanging out with sinners and all you gloat in your sin, trying to justify it. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived. Bad companies ruin good morals. People are deceiving themselves. Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they are deceiving themselves. For you to make an excuse for your sin is trying to be arrogant and prideful and run away. But we just have to admit, we're evil. Our hearts are evil. We're evil and we're wicked. And only through Yeshua can we overcome our struggle with sin. We have to first admit that sin is real. Sin is real, and we are sinners because we are evil. And we don't deserve the grace that Yeshua has given us. But he has given it to us. And he's called us to a higher standard of living. A higher standard of living. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we do not have any sin, we are deceiving ourselves. And we need to stop doing that. We need to stop doing that. For the Bible says in Romans 3:10, not even one person is truly righteous. Romans 7:24 says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this dying body? That was by a man who wrote more of the Bible than any other man. And we say this and we think about these things. Matthew 5:3 talks about the truth. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit is the man that admittingly knowing that without Yeshua he is nothing. And then people give this excuse and this idea of who Yeshua truly is. And he's one of the pieces of the puzzle. And I tell you, the Bible says he's the only piece of the puzzle. He's the only piece of the puzzle. And it's true. And he's the answer to all your struggle. It says in Romans 7:25, thanks be to Yahweh who delivered us through Yeshua our Messiah. So then I myself might mind I am a slave to Yahweh's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, to help us overcome our struggle. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness, as it says in Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those. Psalms 51:12 says, restore me to my joy of my salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. We need to pray for health and pray without ceasing to overcome our struggles with sin and to stop making excuses for them and blaming others and blaming other things. Romans 13:14 says, but put on Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and make no plan to satisfy the fleshly desires. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to be. Remember, there's a battle going on, and it's not a battle that's seen. It says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers and the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And righteousness, because of Yeshua our Messiah, is the only answer to overcome these struggles, to overcome these things. It's time we turn from sin. It's time we let Yahweh transform our mind and we turn from sin. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. That's what it says. And it puts us in a state to turn back to Yahweh, to change our thinking, to change our thinking. And that's what we need to do. Repentance brings refreshing. And it's not something that's going to lead to our redemption and salvation. It's something that's going to be the result of it. A result of it. Yeshua came so we would repent. We didn't repent for Yeshua to come. We need to understand and get that right. Repentance is a complete part of the gospel message. And it says in Acts 17:13, in the past, Yahweh overlooked such ignorance, but now he condemns all people everywhere to repent. He commands people to repent. And Mark 6:12 says, so they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And that's what I tell you today. Repent, repent, repent. For the kingdom is near. For the kingdom is coming soon. So we must not wait any longer. Stop making excuses and move on. Move on. Move forward. Forward. Remember, there's no neutrality. Forward. Repent. No more excuses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for listening. You can listen to more of our devotionals at TorahLifeMinistries.org, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can also support us there, or you can go to our Patreon page at Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Thank you, everybody, for your prayers and support, and have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing.